Good morning and welcome. So every time we come to the Zendo and sit, we recite the Heart Sutra. And in the Heart Sutra, it says, no ignorance. And no end to ignorance. Meaning it is and it isn't. No old age and death, and no end to old age and death. It is and it isn't. This mattak that I'm holding up, is it solid or not? You say it's solid, your understanding is only 180 degrees. If you say it's not solid, your understanding is only 180 degrees. The Zen circle is 360 degrees. It is and it isn't. We have these senses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. And we use these sensations that we experience and these things that we see, hear, touch, taste, to formulate our view of what this is, our world is. Our views are always skewed. Someone will look at that painting on the wall and say it's green. Someone else will say it's blue-green. Someone else will say it's gray. Who's correct? It is and it isn't. So when it comes to how we perceive our life, our world, our experience, it is best to hold it like a newborn baby, gently, with wonder. Everything is like that. Perceive it gently, with wonder. This includes our anger, our emotional states, our fear, our hurt. The baby's crying. Hold it tenderly with wonder. Is and it isn't. Our practice is what? Getting to know ourselves, being here now, this right in this moment, such as it is. It is and it isn't. When we ask, how can we help? How can I help in any given situation? Again, it's holding it gently. Not if you hold too firmly with your idea of how things are, you're liable to smother the baby. I hope that that's useful. That's just another way of appreciating what is this? And we call it Zen. That's all I got. Any comments, questions today?
I'll smother the baby.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned about holding gently for anger, needs our judgments, negative. So this would extend to, I think, perhaps our positive, what we would consider positive, so our relation, perhaps, our passion, could also be gently.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for thinking about what Dan just said on the way here this morning. Let's say a person's idea of a perfect day, they end up having this elusive perfect day. And immediately the next day, there's dissatisfaction. So it's like, well, frustration, dissatisfactions that, oh, that can't go on indefinitely. So it's almost like the good day and the bad day are the same day. It's just a different time and place. And I think that that's part of the deeper contemplation is, you know, what are we turning as the peace that we're searching for, or the joy that we're searching for? Is it the pleasure that's one side of that coin, or is it really like the observation point of seeing, you know, this the perfect day and the bad day and how they relate to each other, and having that sense of like kind of holding gently, but
yeah,
or being able to observe it from a standpoint of, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, the attachment to the pleasure of the perfect day, and the same attachment to the idea that things aren't working out the way that they should right now.
Yeah. That brings up the whole issue of duality and clinging to things being one way or another. That's why it is and it isn't. It's really pointing at non-duality. So when you can hold that, another way of saying it is and it isn't is don't know. Another way of saying holding the baby is beginner's mind. That reminds me of Ayara consciousness, or the storehouse consciousness, because all of our experiences, that all these opinions, ideas of ourselves and what life is formulated already. So as we accept what we consider these perceptions, which might actually be projections, as you know, as we take those in, that's what we use to make our judgments about whether it's a good day or a bad day. So holding everything gently means that awareness, right, of maybe so, maybe not. Maybe this is a good day, maybe not. You know, it is and it isn't. It's my perception in this moment of how things are that is affecting the outcome. And when I say it is and it isn't, I also mean there's not a responsibility there. There isn't something that you can do in this moment to have things be more harmonious. It's holding that baby. You know, how are you going to deal with it? You know? So everything, every time we interact and have something going on, we've talked a lot about just stop. You know, there comes a point where we're so tangled up in our views that we don't know how to act, or we're afraid to act, or we just lash out, you know, and all of those You know, if you can hold it like the baby, just stop, see what this is. And then I've told this story many times when I was getting my divorce from my wife, and I saw the Zen master on the path, and I stopped him. And I told him, started ranting about my wife doing blah, 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 blah. And he looked at me and he said, ah, emotional mind. And for me at that moment, not for anybody else, but for me in that moment, that's all it took for me to see my own projections on the situation and take responsibility for my part in it. You know, not, you know, we're all participants here. So we all have responsibility, but my part. You know? And all this projecting I was doing, being the victim, you know, she treats me so badly. I wasn't really holding it like a baby. But then I was. That was a very insightful moment for me. I never forgot it. Appreciated it very much. There's a lot of compassion in that. See, he didn't really make an opinion. He didn't say, oh, you poor soul, you're right. Your wife's a real bitch. He didn't take sides. He didn't just pointed out what it was. And then it gave me something to deal with. Oh, yeah. These are my emotions. These are my feelings. This is what I'm going through. It's not that person. So that's, you know, holding things gently gives us the advantage of mastering our lives, really becoming the masters of our lives, rather than knee-jerk. The other thing about it is this example I just gave about Go-San being there for me in that moment. We need that. We need each other. So, you know, I couldn't have done it on my own. I was all tangled up. And there's no way without reaching out to someone and, you know, letting them be there with me, for me, the way they were. Now, we're not islands, so we need each other. Sangha is a wonderful thing. Even though we may not say much in here, just being together, it helps. We know we're all in it together. So, thanks again. Thank you.